You're listening to SBS News.
It could mean the difference between life and death for visitors travelling into the sparsely populated Northern Territory bushland. Aboriginal rangers, usually the first at the scene of an accident, will now be able to provide trauma care needed to save lives. Mariah Daly is a Thamara ranger in Wadair, about 400 kilometres southwest of Darwin. She moved to Wadair from the Daly River region to reconnect her family with country and culture.
Grew up in Daly, been living on the Tiwi Islands for a few years now with my partner and kids. My partner's grandfather is originally from Wadair, so we thought we'd bring our kids back to get to know history and culture.
She says while she knew how to perform basic first aid, she feels this training has broadened her skills when working on country.
It gives you more confidence in yourself as an Aboriginal person working on your land and getting to know that your land's going to be safe and taken care of makes you feel proud.
The trauma course provided by CareFlight has been running since 2011, but was traditionally delivered to frontline workers. Now the course has been adapted to be more culturally sensitive to better suit the needs of the curators of the land. Victoria Higgins is a CareFlight nurse and has travelled to communities across the Territory to provide this training and says it's imperative to teach these skills in a digestible way.
So there's a lot of Aboriginal learning styles, and I think that when we're looking at teaching this course or facilitating this course in the top end in really remote areas where the population is Indigenous, then we need to account for those learning styles. So we've put in lots more hands-on stuff, we've put in lots more scenario simulation type of training and a lot of time to be able to tell stories because research shows that that's how people learn.
Wadair has a clinic in town but is about 400 kilometres to the nearest hospital. This can make it difficult for emergency services trying to access patients when time is of the essence. A logistical challenge faced by many bush communities.
So we've taught things like how to pack wounds, how to find an artery that's bleeding and put some pressure on it and then pack the wound. We've taught how to apply a tourniquet, when you would apply a tourniquet and why you would apply a tourniquet. And we've also taught participants how to make a tourniquet just out of things that they may have laying around to aid them in utilising whatever's on hand.
Jane Shepherd also works as a flight nurse at CareFlight and added the course has really made a difference in the field.
If you've got the capability, you've got the knowledge and the confidence, you can start those life-saving procedures. So they are things like stopping bleeding, getting people out, keeping them safe, keeping everybody else safe, assisting with the airway, the breathing, and moving on. The things that we're exactly going to do as well. We can't move them until we get there, but they can start the treatment before we get there.
The training gives those who've always cared for the land, the skills to keep visitors alive and safe. Anita Bolle, SBS News.